Good morning. John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent on the morning show on Wisconsin Public Radio. Well, guess what? It's Halloween next week. Should I throw in an evil laugh at this point? No, I think I'll skip that. Wisconsinites looking for a good scare don't have to go very far. In this edition of Wisconsin Weekend, State Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett joins me to highlight the natural and supernatural sites around the state. We're going to talk about haunted houses, creepy caves, terrifying train rides, and all sorts of things. We will not bob for apples live on the air today. Stephanie Klett, welcome back to the morning show. Good to talk to you again.
You too, John, and thank you for the wonderful musical lead-in.
Oh, I can't claim credit for that. That's our crack production team here at the morning show. It takes dozens of people to make me sound good, and they're getting off to a great start. So thank them.
Well, they're awesome, and I would like to hear the laugh, if you don't mind.
the evil laugh? Okay,
the
here
evil
it goes.
Laugh.
All right, well, hey, stand back from the phone. This may hurt your ears. I don't know.
It's actually really good.
Yeah, well, thank you. I've worked on that since I was a child. All right, now, I need to get our audience involved in this right off the bat because I know a lot of people are going to want to participate. So what is your favorite spooky scene? Do you prefer man-made haunted house tours, or would you rather explore some eerie supernatural place? And tell us about your haunted Wisconsin experience. Where were you? What happened? And what do you think about scary stuff? Do you like it? Is it a family affair? What kind of creepy places do you want to go and visit? 800-642-1234. Email us ideas@wpr.org, or you can post on the Ideas Network Facebook page, or you can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Wow, that's a lot. Okay.
Yeah.
So, the Department of Tourism is usually highlighting the physically attractive parts of Wisconsin. Yet, we're talking about ways that Wisconsin will haunt you. Is that counterintuitive, or do those two things really mesh?
They really do mesh because so many people are just crazy for Halloween. And I tell you what, as always, Wisconsin does it with its own unique style. And just going along with that music you played, there's a place that I have to tell you about because truly, there is nothing like it in the world. And that is not hype or hyperbole. It is called Dead by Dawn Bed and Breakfast. And it's the world's first interactive bed and breakfast. It's located in Manitowoc. And so basically, your host for the evening, you will spend the night. Their top priority is for you to get an unrestful night's sleep.
Yeah, you know, I've been in cheap motels that did that.
Well, this one is a little different than that. It's located in this very historic building that was built in 1851. But when you arrive, you start the evening with an unhappy hour at a place they call the Shrunken Head before an evening of unexpected visits from the living and the dead. And they have on their website a quote from the mayor of Manitowoc, Justin Nichols. And it's like, he said, it was just an awesome experience. He said, but he was afraid. And he said, it's hard to scare a politician. So I got to tell you, I have seen it. I don't know that I can do it. I can't, you know, I like a little scare, but if you're waking me up throughout the night, I'm not sure that's going to happen. And well, after your unrestful night's sleep, they serve breakfast in the main parlor.
if you're waking me up at night, you're the one who should be scared. So
yes, exactly. And so it's a whole night of just a haunting venture. And you know, of course, it's located in historic. It's right by historic downtown Manitowoc and the Lakeshore area. So you've got that beautiful thing going for you. But you have to be back to the bed and breakfast after the unhappy hour they allow you to roam at 11 p.m. And the doors are locked. So you get ready for your frightening night in the chambers. So put that on your list. And it's not just for Halloween. It's year-round.
Really?
Yeah.
Dead by Dawn. I mean, yeah, okay.
Yeah, and they have a room called, they have a pirate room, they have the nightmare room, and they have they call it the coulrophobia room, so designed for those with a paralyzing fear of clowns.
Oh, my God.
So put this one on your list, Dead by Dawn, Bed and Breakfast. It really is the world's first interactive bed and breakfast.
Wow. Okay, Dead by Dawn. I'll put that on my list. I'll get right on that.
Me too.
Okay, so just so they don't have the claustrophobia room, people listening to this hour probably fit into one of three main categories. Thrill seekers, actually it's four main categories, people who aren't still sleeping, thrill seekers, scary cats, and people who want everything to be happy and fun. So I'm going to guess that this being Wisconsin, we've gone out of our way to have something for everyone.
Yes, yes. And happy and fun is where I come in. And, you know, we have a ton of corn mazes and pumpkins and fun fall Halloweenish events. But if you want the ultimate scare, there is a place in Waukesha called Wisconsin Fairgrounds. And it was voted by USA Today the number one haunted house in America and top 10 best haunted attractions. So this place isn't for the faint of heart. I mean, you got to want to scare. And it has three separate haunted houses. One's called Morgan Manor. It's a Victorian manor. And it has haunted stables with it called the Unstable. They have a brand new haunted house called Unknown. And they say that takes the haunting to a whole new level. And then the one that you couldn't get me to ever, it's called Hex. And it's an hour long. They call it an adventure. I call it a panic attack. That it has fear seekers breaking out of an evil escape room. Okay, so when you put me in an escape room, I'm freaking out anyway. But now it's an evil escape room, and I've got an hour to get out. I mean, it just wouldn't be pretty. So that's Wisconsin Fairgrounds. And literally, if you go to their website, just seeing how real people dress up to scare you is going to scare you on the website. So this one is for really the boldest Wisconsinites that are ready to take on something truly terrifying.
Wow. Okay. So after I go and spend a night at Dead by Dawn, then I can go to that place. And if I still haven't had a heart attack, yeah, okay. All right. So we've got corn mazes, pumpkin patches, we've got horrible haunted houses that want to scare us, but they're all over the state. I mean, wherever you live, somebody's running a haunted house, and these places are going to be packed this weekend. In fact, we have a feature coming up on one scary thing very near the end of this program. So, where else can people go for some manufactured fear?
Well, you know what? A great place to go is where that's naturally manufactured is Cave of the Mountains. And people don't think of that, but it's a national natural landmark, and it was, you know, discovered by accident in 1939. Quarry workers were blasting near the cave. So, you know, you think of this national natural landmark, and they do one-hour guided tours, you know, throughout the year, just minus Thanksgiving, Christmas Eve, and Christmas Day, they're not open. So why is this a good place to go for Halloween? Well, one, it's always 50 degrees. So in the summer, you know, it's great because it's cool. In the winter, it's nice because it's warm. It's in Blue Mountains, of course, Blue Mountains, Wisconsin, about 30 minutes west of Madison. But they do this whole weekend. It started yesterday, goes through the 29th, Halloween at Cave of the Mountains. So it's really cool because, I mean, this is a treasure. And kids can trick-or-treat inside the cave. They can look for bones, you know, little scary bones in the fossil dig. They're going to get special gemstone treats. But Saturday and Sunday, parts of the cave will be illuminated with over 300 candles. So for me, I think it's stunning and not frightening. But because it's a cave and the way the candles light it up, it is eerie. But I think it's a beautiful eeriness. So this whole weekend, families can have free hay rides around the grounds, and they have different activities going on in the Barn Discovery Center. But stalactites, stalagmites, columns, if you like natural beauty, this is the place to go.
Mm. I don't get along well with caves, but I know a lot of people do, and so have at it. Corn mazes trigger my claustrophobia. So
is that right?
Yeah. Oh God, I'm pathetic.
I do
a great evil laugh, but that's the extent of it. So. Stephanie, we have to break for news here. I want to remind people that our phone number is 800-642-1234. We have people who are starting to call to let us know where their favorite haunted attractions are. And we do have some real supernatural phenomena here in the state of Wisconsin. I personally actually lived in a haunted house for a while when I was a little kid. And I may tell that story later if there's time. 800-642-1234. Ideas at WPR.org. You can post on the Ideas Network Facebook page or tweet us at WPR Mornings. John Munson on The Morning Show on WPR. The news is next. We're talking about scary things in Wisconsin. Good morning. John Munson, scaring you half to death, sitting in for Kate Archer Kent on The Morning Show. The Secretary of Tourism in Wisconsin, Stephanie Klett, joins me. Our goal today is to frighten you three quarters of the way to death, because anybody can frighten you half to death. But here on the Ideas Network, we go the extra quarter of a mile. Oh, that's a great maniacal laugh. You should trademark that.
John, is it bad that every time you use your scary voice, I get the giggle?
No, actually, my kids used to do that too. I couldn't scare them. It was just, I'd try to go all scary and they'd just laugh at me. So.
But it was really good.
Well, thank you. I get paid for this. I have one skill. I'm trying to make a living. Okay, so meanwhile, back at the actual program, before the producer drives up from Madison and strangles me, 800-642-1234 is the number to call. We do have callers who want to tell us about scary things they know about the state of Wisconsin. And let's go way up north to Drummond, where Dan is on the phone with us. Dan, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I've never been there myself, but I've read things that the Glen Sheen Mansion up in Superior is really supposed to be authentically haunted by about maybe 13 different spirits.
Okay, Glen Sheen is actually in Duluth, which would be on the wrong side of the border, but it's close enough. It's close enough. There may be a few ghosts at Fairlawn in Superior,
yeah,
though.
That's
so
the one I'm thinking of. Yeah, Fairlawn.
Yeah. Fairlawn, yeah.
Yeah, Fairlawn Mansion was built by a lumber baron. And
Martin Patterson.
Yes, very good. And that's what Patterson State Park is named after. But they do have haunted stories about Fairlawn Mansion. So that's actually a really good one.
And another historical tidbit, Martin Patterson is also the first mayor of the city of Superior.
I'm proud of you.
I was not here for his inauguration, just so we're clear on that.
Or were you?
No, actually. No, that was my evil twin, Skippy. Dan and Drummond, thank you so much for that call. 800-642-1234. We laugh, but, this is serious business because there's a lot of money generated by attractions in the state of Wisconsin and taking advantage of seasonal things like Halloween and the fall harvest and so forth. It's just good business. How important is this for our tourism industry?
It's really important, and if you didn't know, tourism is a $20 billion industry in Wisconsin. And so the last 5 years, we've been up about $5 billion, and it employs 193,000 people in all 72 counties. And so fall is important, and literally, when it comes to fall colors, there are two places in the country people really want to go to, and one is the New England area, and the other is Wisconsin. You know, we like to say we own it. We own the fall colors. But what's happened over the years is, you always want to diversify the product. And so we have these great farms that do corn mazes and pumpkin patches and wagon rides. But our industry has created a lot of really amazing Halloween, summer scary, some not so scary activities to really enhance the season. And I've got one more for you that John, I have to give you. Because you're like me, you're a little kind of, shall I call us, a fraidy cat.
Yeah, I own that.
So do I. It is in Green Bay, and of course, Green Bay, you think, well, they've got the Packers built in. Yes, for, you know, several months, and then it's gone. But we want to get them there year-round, and one of those events was called Terror on the Fox. And it's at the National Railroad Museum in Green Bay, which is such a great place to go. Again, this was voted one of the best haunted houses in America by hauntedhouses.com. I love that there's so many haunted house aficionados that they have their own magazine. But you board a vintage train, and it will take you on this train ride to haunted houses in the woods, so you're not going anywhere. And they have two haunted houses. One is called the Laughter House, and you could bring your laugh there. And the other is called the Dead House. And each one of them has their own storyline. So this is not, it is interactive. So it's open every weekend through Halloween, so you still have a chance to go there. But if you want something really unique, I mean, why not be haunted on a train?
I don't know. Why not? 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. There are legitimate supernatural hauntings in Wisconsin. Let's talk about some of those, because there are things, you know, people say, okay, there really are ghosts here. We mentioned the ghost stories in Superior at Fairlawn, but I mean these are all over the place. Where should people go if they are really in search of something supernatural?
Well, you know, there is in Kewaunee, which is such a charming community. It used to be called the Kewaunee Inn, and now it's called the Carson Hotel. But they have been written about, and I actually stayed there a couple nights, and I'm embarrassed to say this, and yet not. I slept with the light on for the first time in my adult life. They believe that there are three spirits there, and the most active is a person long since deceased, but she was a maid named Agatha. And I do have to say, it was weird things. And yes, you're on, you know, you're along Lake Michigan, but right away my computer and watch went an hour ahead. And I thought, oh, well, that could just be Michigan, you know, because if you go over Lake Michigan, you know, I believe there's a time difference. And then my watch died, and I had a new watch battery put in at a jeweler. And my mom freaked out over that because she said, well, you know, spirits often communicate by through technical devices. And there was, you know how you get the chill along your spine and all of a sudden it gets cold? My whole crew at the time, I was filming for Discover Wisconsin, we all had that sensation, and we were all in different parts of the hotel. And so it's just a place that's been written about, stories have been done. If all you need to do is a quick Google, and you're going to see travel writers that write about it. So that's a biggie in the state of Wisconsin. But I'm anxious to hear yours.
Well, I spent about 4 years in the second grade. I mean, I spent about 4 years in elementary school in Hayward, and we lived in a duplex, my mom and dad and I, and it was haunted. I mean, there was something going on upstairs. Nobody would be home. You'd hear footsteps, water running, things like that, and doors would open and close. We had a dog at the time who would respond to the spirit that was in the house. It was really, it was a very benign, it wasn't scary, but it was there. I mean, it was really, it was weird. So that's my story. It wasn't very cool after all.
No, it's interesting because it brings up a bigger question. You know, are there really ghosts? Do spirits live? And, you know, it's not stuff that we talk about day to day, but I think during Halloween, it's always all right to talk about that stuff. It's more mainstream.
I do believe in ghosts. I do believe in ghosts. Okay. Wizard of Oz reference. Sorry. Let's take a call before the show goes completely off the spooky rails. Christina is with us in Glenwood. Christina, good morning. Thank you so much for calling.
Hi there. Thank you. I am excited to tell you about an event that I will be attending tonight, Friday, October 27th, from 7 o'clock to 9:30. It's at the beautiful Mabel Tainer Center for the Arts in Menominee, Wisconsin, which has been tested and known to have ghosts or spirits. And I'm attending a program, Mediums at Large. It's two women who communicate with angels, spirits, and loved ones who have passed. So that's tonight from 7 to 9:30.
Wow.
Okay. Mabel Tanner in Menominee. Beautiful theater.
And that's another one, a historic theater. Amazing place. They've done renovations. But is that open to the public?
It is.
Oh,
yes, from 7 to 9:30 tonight.
And tickets at the door, or can you tell us a website where we could go and find out more information?
Well, themabeltainer.com, or you can get tickets at the door.
All right, Christina, thanks for sharing that with us. That's the kind of thing we were looking for here today. It's all over the state of Wisconsin. We just love to be scared to death, even those of us who protest that we don't. 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. Let's take another call. This time we'll go to Madison. Olivia is with us this morning. Olivia, good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
Are you there? Oh,
yes.
Hi. I loved your story, by the way. I thought that was very interesting. I have some similar ones of my own. But I went to college at Ripon College, which was supposedly haunted. I never saw anything myself. Heard maybe a couple rumory stories. And then while I was there, also worked at the Heidel House in Green Lake.
Yeah.
And every time I look up haunted stuff, I see Green Lake listed everywhere. And again, I never noticed anything. But if you guys have any stories about those two areas, I'd love to hear them.
Well, you know, I'm glad you brought that up because I have never heard that Ripon College is haunted, or Heidel House. And see, now you're going to freak me out because I stay at the Heidel House quite frequently when I go through.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Next time I go through, I will ask them what the story is. But you know, Green Lake, that area also has a lot of historic places. And really, when you talk about the hauntings, it's always in an old home or a historic building, a historic hotel. So it wouldn't surprise me.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me at all to find out that all college campuses are haunted, mostly by the spirits of students who flunked out. But Olivia, thanks. Thanks for sharing. Yeah, but I'm bummed. I need a band in here to do rim shots. Olivia, thanks so much for your call. Let's go to Dave in Augusta next. Dave, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you both. We bought it was a mansion. It's probably still could be labeled a mansion. It was a farmhouse mansion built in 1857 outside of Augusta. And it was uninhabited for about 10 years when we bought it. We restored it, and there's been numerous things that have been, eerie things that have been happening some just on certain days of the month, like on the 5th and on the 12th. I don't know why those two dates are important to the spirits, but on those two days, you can almost guarantee that something will happen, whether it's a feeling in the air, a movement in a room, or some eerie shadows or something like that. We haven't seen anything physical that would appear, but it's on those two days. Definitely, something does happen. That's every month of the year. So.
Wouldn't you like to know, like, the history, if, you know, someone had passed away on the 5th or the 12th, or if something happened?
Right. Well, I do know that the original person who built the house, John Strader, he is buried in the backyard. This is before the Civil War, you know. And another place, if you got a second, would be Graveyard Island, which is it's on the Chippewa Flowage.
Yes.
It's across from Indian Trail Resort. And that's the old cemetery for Old Post. And
Old Post.
And when the Flowage was flooded in 1929, that cemetery is underwater now. And and I visited that island. In fact, Stephanie, I think you did a report on that a number of years ago about that Chippewa Flowage. But that's another eerie spot that I probably wouldn't want to be on Halloween.
You know what, Dave? I'm glad you brought that up, because it was really a tragedy, because they were going to flood this island called Old Post, and the Native Americans didn't really believe that they were going to do that. You know, why would you do that to help create the Chippewa flowage? Well, they didn't leave the island, so many people passed away. And you are right, Dave, that is considered one of the most haunted and at the same time sacred sites in the state. So that's an interesting one.
Dave, thanks for sharing that. We have an email from Bill who writes, the LaPointe Indian Cemetery on Madeline Island is said to be haunted by some of the souls of people buried there. For decades, there's been talk of paranormal activity happening there, primarily apparitions of former residents of the island. Many of the island's early residents are buried there, including Madeline Cadott, whom Madeline Island is named after. Ghost hunters have trekked hundreds of miles to see this remote cemetery, and certain apparitions have even appeared on camera. This was before digital photos and before Photoshop and so forth. So Madeline Island has some scary things you can go and see. And I know Bayfield, which is right across the bay there, has a haunted walking tour. You can it's a guided walking tour of all the ghosts and so forth in Bayfield.
They do. And thanks to the email. To the person who emailed that in, because that is true with Madeline Island, and same with Bayfield. And what you're going to find is that people that are in the Great Lakes, like Bayfield, Madeline Island, all of Door County, with that kind of spooky maritime history, where so many ships were sunk, there are a lot of ghost stories, and also with the Native American history. You know, Door County does some fun stuff, but they also do an interesting tour. It's done by Door County Trolley, and it's a haunted old Sturgeon Bay ghost tour. And so it's kind of neat because you get to take this very comfortable trolley around, but they have so many tales of the area's haunted buildings and the spooky maritime past. So the guides, I think it's 2 hours, they take you along this tour, and then they'll stop and bring you to this place and share the entire story, all the specifics, throughout this route. So if you want really more of an educational, this isn't like a scary, you know, hey, let's go be scared on a trolley. But it really is about haunted old Sturgeon Bay.
Hmm. And Sturgeon Bay's got a couple of really cool museums, too, if you're ever up there. I always enjoy visiting that part of the state as well. The great thing about living in Wisconsin is wherever you go, there's something really neat to see. Stephanie Klett is my guest this hour as we go through Wisconsin weekend. Where are you headed for Halloween fun? Let us know at 800-642-1234. Stephanie, we have about a minute or so until we have to go to the news, but let's talk about some family-friendly holiday activities to enjoy. Something G-rated, maybe without loud noises and gore. Someplace we can take the kids that would be a lot of fun. What would be your best suggestion there?
Well, you know what? We just talked about Door County for the adults, but there is one in Fish Creek this weekend called Jack-O-Lantern Days. And so this is just a really fun weekend for the kids and the whole family. You know, they do the Halloween costume parade. Kids do a trick-or-treating throughout Fish Creek. All the businesses have candy. The adults can do a really fun art night and hands-on art studio, which is such a cool place. And afterwards, they do a great pumpkin lighting.
We have to get to the news, and then we'll be back and with more scary stuff. John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent on The Morning Show on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. The news is next. We are, on purpose, trying to creep you out on The Morning Show this morning. John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. Stephanie Klett, Wisconsin's Secretary of Tourism, is with me, and we've been doing our best to scare you half to death here on Wisconsin Public Radio. You know, we had a caller earlier who mentioned that there were specific phenomena in his house that on certain dates were scary. We have one in our house. First of the month, all my money disappears. So...
But I'm pumped.
Yeah, sorry. That was Never met a cheap joke I didn't like. Stephanie, I know one of the areas of the state we haven't mentioned, but that I would assume has something going on for Halloween, is Wisconsin Dells. What's happening there?
Okay. Well, and John, if you don't mind, a guy called in about, and we talked about the Fairlawn Mansion.
Right.
And I forgot to mention that tonight and tomorrow, they do this really cool thing. And, of course, Fairlawn Mansion isn't Superior, but they do a flashlight tour.
Ah, yes.
So you got to remember, the Fairlawn Mansion, if you've never seen it, it is four stories high. But they start with a reception. But you're going to hear a short presentation by a paranormal investigator. And they actually have audio recordings that he collected over the years in the house. Hmm. And so once you're done and you hear these, you know, paranormal stories and you listen to the audio recordings, then with only flashlights, you tour and learn about the haunted history of this famous mansion. You'll learn about the superstitions of, you know, the era. But that would scare me a lot.
Well, I live walking distance from Fairlawn, so I've been there many times, but I have not done the flashlight tour yet. So maybe
you've
this
gotta
year.
You got to do it for us. Take it for the team.
Take it for the team?
Yes.
You know, I once got talked into reading War and Peace to take one for the team. I don't think I want to do that again. Let's take some phone calls, though, before we have to let you go, Stephanie. Taylor is calling us from Madison. Let's go there next. Taylor, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me. So I used to live in Longslow Lofts. It's a pretty new apartment complex by Meritor Hospital downtown, but it used to be an old school, and they refurbished it, you know, so they have all these elements. They kept the floors, they kept the chalkboards, and then, you know, they have the old blueprints of the school, and then there's this old, old photo, black and white, these, like, really creepy kids, you know, like a school picture. And we were living there for a couple months, and then weird things started to happen. Like, things started to move on their own. Things would fall off the counter. Doors would open by themselves. And then we kind of were like, oh, like, you know, it's not spirits. Like, we're just trying, you know, we're kind of in denial. And then my husband, who never sleep talks, suddenly started to talk in his sleep, and he would say things like, they're waiting for us outside on the bus. We need to get out. And it was creepy. Then it was just like another element that, yeah.
He's not on Ambien, is he?
No. He just never, ever sleep talked in his life. And then all of a sudden we'll say all these school-related things, but definitely still the message that we needed to get out.
Okay.
That gives me goosebumps. I don't like that story. It freaks me out.
Okay. Well, and I don't think Taylor's offering tours of her apartment, so, you know. Good thing there. Taylor, thanks for sharing that story. Let's quickly go to Chad next in Janesville. Chad, good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Great.
So my buddy told me about this a couple years ago, and I don't know specifics about it. He said that there's a lookout point in Upper Wisconsin where you're instructed to drive up, turn off your headlights, and it used to be like an old train yard, and it's like a lookout point where you can look out, and if you turn off your headlights, you're supposed to look out, and in the distance, you're supposed to be able to see like a light from a conductor who walks up and down the tracks.
I don't know.
Stephanie, have you heard that? I heard that one, Stephanie?
I have heard of that one, and folks from the Eagle River area have told me in the past, I would call the Eagle River Area Chamber to learn about this, and as well as St. Germain, because I have friends that are saying exactly what Chad did, that it's you kind of got to go for this drive, and you're in the middle of nowhere, but they swear by it. And people have tried to figure out, you know, it's not a northern light. There's no business that would shoot up this light, and so it's really an odd phenomenon or... And some people believe it's, you know, haunted. So he's right about that.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, you know, did we talk about the Wisconsin Dells haunted boat tour yet?
No, we didn't. But I think you and I should go to Taylor's apartment and just show up with flashlights ready for the tour.
Somehow or other, I think the police would be called.
Hey,
we could just maybe we could just stand outside the door and say, "Get out! The bus is waiting."
Oh,
yeah, that's me.
Yes. Okay, so we have one really cool thing for you to try out. And that's in Wisconsin Dells, but they do a really cool ghost boat tour. So it's a kind of ride and shriek experience. It's about an hour and a half. It takes you along the Wisconsin River, but it's really cool because you're going to hear local ghost stories and kind of ghost lore that's been passed down through generations. But you know that there's a couple famous places in the Dells. One of them is Witch's Gulch. I think it's one of the neatest things in the state. And the other is called Coldwater Canyon, and it's beautiful, but it is a canyon, so it's kind of got that eerie feel. So you're going to disembark from the boat, and you're going to go through Witch's Gulch. And at night, with just some, you know, dim lights, and it's kind of a scary, beautiful, freaky experience all in one. So wow. If you want something different, the Ghost Boat Tour in Wisconsin Dells.
Okay. Let's get one more quick call in here. Bill is calling us from Madison. Bill, go ahead quickly.
Can you tell us about the Pfister Hotel? Is it haunted?
That's a good question. And I'm not an expert on that. But again, the Pfister has that historic experience. And you know, there. So I'm not an expert on that one. I would have to look into it more. But I'm glad you brought that up because it is one of those places that, you know, some folks think is haunted.
Okay. Bill, thanks so much for that. Before we have to let you go, Stephanie, is there anything that we haven't mentioned about this topic that you'd really like people to know about?
Well, you know, I would love for them to go to travelwisconsin.com because, one, we have 15,000 events and attractions and places for you to see and to learn more about. And, of course, we have a lot about Halloween. And, you know, we didn't talk a lot about the family-friendly, you know, for single travel and even fun stuff. Like Door County has the Haunted Old Sturgeon Bay Ghost Tour, but they also do a Haunted Pub Crawl Tour and a Ghost of Door County Tour. So there are just so many great events. So go to travelwisconsin.com to check it out and learn more.
Perfect. Thank you, Stephanie Klett. It's always fun to have you on the air.
Thanks, John.
Stephanie Klett, Secretary of the Department of Tourism. It's time now for Wisconsin Life. Here's executive producer Erica Janik.
The scariest place in Wisconsin in October might just be in Wanakee. Aubrey Ralph went to test his mettle.
As summer fades to a dim glow and pumpkins appear, those of us inclined find ourselves in movie theaters.
Hello? Hello?
Begging the hapless soon-to-be victim.
Don't go in there!
After the movie, certain we would have been smarter and not gone in there in the first place, we, alone with friends or our sweeties, seek out a place to pay good money to do just that, to walk up to the scary building and go through that door. Out on County Highway M in Wanakee, there's an abandoned-looking building that lies in wait all year, except for 13 days in early fall when it maybe comes alive isn't the best choice of words. Before a visit last Halloween, my only experience with purpose-built spook houses was as a kid, peeled grapes subbing for eyeballs always being a highlight. At roughly 20,000 square feet and with up to 60 scare actors lurking inside,
Hello?
Wisconsin's Scaryland is orders of magnitude more.
If you've already filled out your paperwork, you can have a seat.
This is the first of two dress rehearsals prior to opening. Actors fill out payroll forms and receive their scare assignments. Today, from co-owner Sarah Kitchell.
Talia,
yes.
You're in library. Ryan's butcher. Ashley, you're elevator. Kelsey, you're upstairs reception. So that's it. Is that everybody? Did I miss anything?
The real goal today is to familiarize the newer actors with their assigned rooms and the most effective scares for the space. Actor-manager Nick Luther leads his group upstairs.
Well, if you were going to sit, I mean, you could literally make people go past you here, and as they get by, jump up after them.
You guys need to get into character.
I definitely like do my research when I find out what room I'm going to be in, and it really helps once you're in your costume. I'll have a lot of ideas, but until I'm in full costume and makeup, that's when I really start to realize my character, and you just really take on your role.
Invisible, but equally important, are the omnipresent cameras and the discreet radios most of the actors wear.
So if you pop around the corner here, you can see all of our radios for all of our actors. You've always got someone in here watching out, and you can see 90% of the room.
Actors can be alerted to troublemakers, but also to people who are just too scared and need to be guided out.
So 90% of the time when you get someone like that, it's going to be, you know, the kids. I'm a dad. I have a kid at home. We don't want to traumatize people, so, you know, just give them the thrill that they're looking for.
After months of planning, actor training, and finishing touches, like spraying the rooms with the scent of garlic, blood, or worse, it's time for opening night.
All right, get in the elevator.
Ryan! No, he is too! Ryan!
I think we're almost out.
Aubrey Ralph was a producer at WPR. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life on our website, wisconsinlife.org, and on Facebook. I'm Erica Janik.
Thank you, Erica, and thanks to you for listening to this scary hour of radio on the morning show here on Wisconsin Public Radio. By the way, the morning show is produced by Keely Bultina and Nyasia Ellison. We had technical direction this hour provided by executive producer Michelle Johnson. Stick around. There is much more to come on the morning show here on Wisconsin Public Radio. John Munson sitting in for Kate Archer Kent today and also Monday and Tuesday of next week. Coming up next, the news from National Public Radio. Stick around. You're listening to the morning show on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.